so bad. I'm sorry. They want to suffer so bad with the hair inside. And oops, kid, that's what they call it. Is it this is Sarah Good from Salik. I'm going to talk about Mamelukes. Even though they call them Mamelukes, they always take them to Mummy after they call them. Then make them kneeling. These are waterproof and you put seal oil on them. That's how to make mummies. Those are waterproof mummies. They always wear them when it's cold too. Even if it's not wet, they're warm. This is all made of caribou skin. Fall skin or winter skin if you want it, but you have to cut the hair short inside to make the necklace. This is Lucy Smith's cell. I'm going to talk about Situ. Somebody's making
mucky.
When you don't do the egg part, the whole Isitu
always
fit fun, so I have to use it out many times to make it
fit.
Every time I chew the ubu bottoms, after I chew them, I always put seal oil in them to soak them so that the bottoms won't stretch. I can sew the soul food before I sing it. And I want you to, before we learn about dental floss, but we use sinew, we break the sinew even for to sew the soles on. This is Taxi Raymond from Seoul. I'm going to come to you about Mamuka. Short. These are short in the side hair. So,
I think
that part of you put the she's Sinclair Pixies and she's so that if they use no shoes, no stitches won't hurt the feet and put the Uru part up in the body. This is Laura said, when people, when the women make short mukhlas with two pair of legs, it always leaves the lower part of the legs and they call it the six. And they could make mukhlas with that kind, two isis, two caribou skins. That's how they use this thing. They are used to keep bottoms with legs around the atumat. That's why they don't wear out right away, or if they have poke, seal poke for bottom in the hair inside, they are last a long time. This is not a normal. They are used bottom mukhlas. We are talking about bottom mukhlas. And when you sew the bottoms after the mukhlas, they are these hunters that go outside and hunt, they need strong mukhlas to hold the stitches real tight. It is good to make all kinds of mukhlas with strong fingers so that they could be sturdy. Especially isik dogs and isiks. This is what we make. We always put caribou isiks in the bottom and then put uru sole, just flat sole with no shoe bottom onto that, to that leg skin, bottom. These we call samangas. This is Susan's son. She can make them. She was talking about skins. Good skins, what they should use for mukhlas for men when they go outside. The women always try to sew them real strong so that they cannot leak in the springtime. Bone caribou legs are used to make mummy legs. That's they put in the bottom so that they won't leak. These are called mummy legs. It is also said that when there's no rubber boots, they always cut that caribou live and cut the hair like how Lucy Smith did. They also tan it and make water mugglocks and sew them with real strong stitches. These are made above the knee so that they could wade in the water and go in deep water. If they hunt, these are called our water mugglocks. They use real wide sinew. And the body they use when they braid the sinew to sew the bottom. When you sew them through the stitches, no matter how long you wait in the water, these mugglocks do not leak. This is Grace Adolfo. That's what we used to use when we were growing. Cloth mugglocks, seal bottoms, that's old pork, and leather skin killed the rock. I am very fast. I'm going to talk about water mugglocks. When we were saying, my aunt used to try to get two pair of seal skins, and when she get them, she always make water mugglocks way up there. Waterproof long mugglocks, but they use like rubber boots when they're sailing. But when you sew them, you have to make your stitches real small and make two stitches in one line. That's all. This is Claire Lee from I'm going to talk about the mugglocks that I used to see.
Samangak.
These are the mugglocks that she's going to talk about. Are some long, short legs. Short legs with leggings filled up too. And hoop bottoms.
That's what they use for hooking to love the goat.
what was mentioned before in the woman's stories when they used books for tribute for park or they used fish skin to skin that blood shark. So, una is the good sister, is the good what they are. They wear when they climb up the mountains. That means when they hunt kake, and they could use them in dry weather or wet weather. They have buro bottom, simple, and cloth tops. I think we could call that Eskimo sandals, buro bottom, and knee ankle length, ankle length, and cloth on top. Clara Lee from M. This is Dinika Maklaks. The house got silks with beads, all kinds of designs if you want to put them in your way. These Dinika Maklaks, you put beads on top of the pin step, and then you could put beaver tops or also otter on top. If you want otter. Daisy ticket. I've seen too many girls without beads. I've seen people make fences with porcupine quills. For fancy, that's probably what they always use. Porcupine quills to sew in before beads, before they see beads. This is Topsy Raymond. These are trimming what they always use in those days long ago. They use ding, they call them the long hair of the caribou in the neck. They sew on that white long hair and sew it. If she wants to make zigzag with them or kupuk, anyway, she wants to, I That's probably what they used before they had the beads to trim with. Sewing on the long hair from the caribou neck. This is Nelly Russell. Wolverine, this is Wolverine head. They could use it for slipper, and you could make motifs. Wolverine head tanning real good, and you could put soft bottoms. That's what they can use for motifs. This is Laura's son. This is about wolf skin head too. For men, white in the front, black in the sides, and narrow bottom, the ankle part. They could trim them with fish skin too. Rose custard, my mom used to make yakutli. These are fancy dress models. Two strips, narrow strips. She's demonstrating right here. She demonstrated mukluks and those, they have pads and caribou belly. She's demonstrating street in Bada, South Bada. These are all short haired. Skin pants all the way. This is Rose Custer observing the park measurement. From pinch to the end of the elbow, the hoop, the length of the hoop. Thinking of parking, starting from the hood beginning of the end of the elbow to the pinch forearm. From beginning up to